Miami just locked Mario Cristobal long-term after a 13-3 title game run, and I felt the whole ACC flinch when they closed his escape hatch.
Wait, what? They lose to Indiana at Hard Rock and still hand him forever keys?
That loss was the audition, not the ending. He dragged them back.
Miami locks Cristobal, Passan already buries 2027 baseball, and an NHL exec wants no trades voided the second any star asks out.
Look, I watched the whole climb. One 10-win season in the previous 19 years. Then 5-7, 7-6, 10-3, 13-3. School record 13 wins. Three CFP victories, including Ohio State. Five straight over current SEC teams. Miami finally chose family instead of the coaching carousel, and I love the guts of it.
I hear you, but 35-19 overall still carries those early losing bricks. Extending now feels fast. Fast? Fall practice started the next day and they still pulled the trigger. See, that's the thing. Timing like that can scream panic as loud as it screams belief.
My eyes saw the stack. They stopped auditioning for their own funeral.
Numbers first. A title game loss is still a loss. Does near miss money equal true crown money?
Original deal was 10-year, $80 million out of Oregon. This just doubles down on the architect.
I hear the architect talk, but the ACC favorite label means zero if the portal guts the roster.
Oh, come on. They dared the league to catch up. Bold beats cautious every time.
Bold until the next 7-6 sneaks up. Oh, great, the three CFP wins look real.
Exactly. Floor just became 13 wins. My gut says the escape hatch is welded shut.
Welded or duct taped?
We will revisit when the first conference loss hits. Passan flat out said there was going to be a lockout and it goes into the new year. 2027 already feels like a hostage.
Wait, what? Owners telling GMs to price in zero games feels like theater. Theater? Some believe there will not be a single game next season. They are already holding the shovel. I hear you, but deadline chaos always births doom talk. Proof required. The Dodgers grocery shopped for Scooble while everyone else ran a clearance aisle. That is the proof. See, that's the thing. You are blaming the team that used the system right. I am not blaming them. I am saying owners hate the results they built. Dry wit moment. Owners always hate the mirror. Walkout talk is leverage until games actually vanish. Rosenthal called the hysteria and the lockout the second Scooble put on the uniform. Fair. Still, burning a season to force a hard cap could cook both sides. My gut says games get burned. Players will not roll over. I hear the gut, but I need more than passing on SportsCenter before I bury a full year. Why does hockey hand out no trade clauses like candy when the other leagues almost never do? Because free agency terrifies every GM. So roughly 245 players now sit on NTC or NMC protection, while the NFL has about 8, NBA 2, MLB around 35. An exec wants them voided the second a player asks out. Ship them anywhere, period. Oh, come on. Contracts are still contracts, even when the fit sours. You can't wear the armor and call the exit. That $8.7 million check should not buy a short list. I hear you, but voiding on request turns every negotiation into a future trap. Good. Stop the double dip. Ask out and the protection vaporizes. Numbers show hockey is the outlier in a bad way. Still, players will fight this hard. Let them fight. My eyes are tired of stars holding franchises hostage. Ledger time. I took Philly over Washington and they don't even 6-3. I gloat. You are welcome. Yeah. I grabbed Vlade and watched them drop 5-10 to Cubs. Offense just went cold on me. Runny records. You fall to 5-3, I climb to 4-4. Finally breathing down your neck. Enjoy the moment. Give me Yankees over Cardinals tonight. Yankees at home feel locked in. Give me Milwaukee over Pirates. But who would handle business against that pitching? Tomorrow we check whether those picks survive and if any lockout noise gets louder. That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow, bring your takes.